edition of WST, your West Coast source for sports and 5-minute life guides. I'm your host, Kyle, and today we're talking about forgotten sporting events.
Forgotten sport, those events that are overlooked, or you may not even notice them if you're not there. I mean, there's both defunct bowl games like the Raisin Bowl, the Seattle Bowl,
the Little Caesars Bowl,
Pizza, the Grantland Rice Bowl. I mean, do these companies just no longer pick up their sponsorship, transfer sponsorship?
I don't know if some of these companies exist.
Pretty soon, there's only going to be 5 sponsorships that can be had. The Microsoft Bowl.
But you bring up a good point. Like, if ESPN or ABC doesn't cover them, you forget about these sporting events out there. There's bowl games, but there's other events, too.
Yeah, like the, well, this, ironically enough, they now air this, but like the Cornhole Championships of the World, or like the, now there's Spike Ball Championships being aired. But there's like 20 people watching, gathered around.
Esports.
Yeah, esports.
People playing video games.
I would say those are not, those are merging. Those aren't forgotten. Yeah. I think we're focused more on like we originally said, like the bowl games that, you know, are no longer around or colleges don't go to.
Yeah.
They'd rather not go to the New Mexico Bowl. They'd rather just stop playing altogether.
But then there's other events that are just overshadowed by the big events.
Yeah, remember when?
What month. Remember when?
Remember when we were at Buckley's yesterday and all of a sudden we just were reminded that the Preakness was on that day?
That's right.
For the Preakness, it's the middle race of the Triple Crown.
Where people run over porta potties and arm wrestle in mud.
Yeah. You couldn't even see the track. It was so foggy.
Way too foggy.
Down the stretch they come. We don't know who's winning. You're going to have to wait till the final results. This is very awkward for me, the announcer. I have no idea what's going on.
But it's the second race. So the Kentucky Derby's the first one. The Belmont's the last one. The Preakness is in the middle.
Yeah. It's like the middle child.
No one cares.
No one cares. The forgotten middle child.
The forgotten middle child.
But who did win that? They're Baffert's horse. The, you don't know? You watched it, didn't you? Did you fall asleep? God, that's how much you care about horse racing.
I didn't watch it, actually.
You didn't.
I fell asleep.
But his horse is in line for the Triple Crown, which will third leg will take place at Churchill, I think it is.
Another event that people just don't talk about.
What?
The 1AA football championship.
Yeah, who's in 1AA? It's like all the schools in South Dakota, Montana, Eastern Washington, Delaware, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I guess Pennsylvania is a larger state. But yeah, no one really pays attention. College World Series, the Baseball World Series, unless you've been to Omaha, you're probably not even, you don't pay any mind, nor do you care. Unless you're a top flight college school, baseball school. I mean, I hear Rosenblatt's a good time.
It is.
Probably a good time.
The first 4 months of baseball?
Yeah, I don't even know why we did our recap. No one cares about the first 4 months. I mean, unless you are out of it like the Dodgers.
Ooh, zing. They could come back, though. One of my buddies, he hates baseball, so he wanted us to do a pod on the summer guide to WNBA betting.
Do we dare say that's a forgotten sport altogether? There's enthusiasts.
I will say this. It is a great sport.
It is.
There's great athletes. I think it's, unfortunately, it's a little forgotten.
Right.
You know?
I think they've staggered the season off the NBA season, which may help, you think. Another forgotten sport, which is widely popular, is cricket.
Cricket.
Have you ever watched a cricket match?
I have.
I almost have 2 remember wins in this episode.
Let's go for it.
Remember when?
Remember when?
The bodega down around the corner from my place in Hoboken.
Okay.
The guy would watch cricket all the time, and it seemed like
those
it was always on.
Those matches go along for a long
time.
There's
1-day matches, and there's like 6-day matches. So you'd come in and say, who's winning the match? He didn't know, but he'd have it on all the time. And people are fanatic about it. Do you think they sleep in the stands?
You know what? It's actually genius now that you bring it up. I had a buddy in Australia. That was a sport he wanted to watch because he could get away from the wife and be like, it's still on. You have to get a hall pass. Don't go to a baseball game. Be like, honey,
they're not gonna watch
some cricket.
They're not going to be able to pick you out of the crowd either. They're not panning into the crowd. Nothing ever goes into the stands.
You're away from home for a week.
Where have you been? Enjoying some cricket, actually. Who won? The home team, 3-1.
They wouldn't know any difference.
Yeah, I left early. Sorry, honey, I came back. No, that's a great excuse. That's a good one. So maybe you leverage these forgotten bowl events. Maybe they're not even going on, but you could still leverage them to get away.
What, your bodega guy.
Yeah.
Didn't you become friends with your bodega guy?
We became friends.
Not like a tier two friend.
No, this guy was tier one.
Tier one?
Did he start out as
tier two?
Yeah, he was tier two, just, you know, what do you want? Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
What do you do for work? That's when I knew he was trying to elevate the game to tier one. But by the end of it, when I was leaving my going away party, he actually came over.
He showed up.
He showed up, brought all my favorite stuff, like honey buns.
Who was watching the bodega?
I don't know. I think he put the return.
Be right back.
Yeah, we'll return in 10 minutes.
Gone to watch cricket.
Oh, so maybe you have some friends that enjoy these forgotten events that you can loop yourself in on.
Yeah.
They're no longer forgotten. You're the cornhole champion of the world, follow us. We want to know who you are. Who's the best bags player in the world? Who's going to the Belk.com Bowl?
There's also some forgotten podcasts like ours.
On that note, we'll wrap it up. On to our next segment here at WST Sports. Feel free to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, your favorite, Stitcher, and send us any email at feedback@WSTZone.com. You know what time it is. Kyle, why don't you tell the listeners what they missed while they were sleeping?
While they're sleeping, we broke down the forgotten professional athletes. Actually, better said, the underappreciated professional athletes.
They underpromise and overdeliver constantly, consistently.
Yes.
And they're not just athletes. These are coaches, too.
Coaches, too.
So why don't we get in the top five?
All right. You want to kick us off?
Yeah. Number five, Klay Thompson.
Ooh, I like that.
He, from the start, no one went to Pullman to scout him when he was going to become a pro. You can't even get to Pullman. That's a tier three city. you have to fly into Spokane. That doesn't have a direct flight from anywhere. But he went 13th in the draft.
Yeah.
I mean, he came out recently and said, hey, I don't mind scoring 20 a game and no one really sees me, but yet we win every night.
And you know what? He plays good defense and he guards the best player on the perimeter.
Yeah, people
forget
that.
He's guarding Dame. He's guarding Westbrook. He's guarding Harden.
Yeah. You're exactly right. He's underappreciated. Under promises, over deliver. Who you got number four?
I got the big fundamental, Tim Duncan.
Timmy D.
Five championship rings.
Yeah.
But we never talk about him being an all-time great.
Right. He was overshadowed a bit by David Robinson early in his career. And then you had Parker Ginobili out in the perimeter. But have you ever seen the guy shake hands after the game? It is like a solid.
Like, is it like a fancy shake?
No dabbing. No, he's not dabbing. He's not doing any of that stuff. It's a solid handshake with a look in your eye. Like, hey, thanks for letting me kick your ass.
Wow.
It's kind of like he's closing a business deal.
All business all the time.
Timmy Business.
He does close business.
He does.
Best power forward of all time.
You think so?
I'm going to say it right here, now.
He redefined the power forward business or position.
He did.
You could say that. So
and power forward business.
Number three, Mark Few.
Ooh, yes.
Out in Spokane. I actually went to Gonzaga basketball camp five times in high school.
Really?
Yeah, I went twice in 1 year.
Whoa.
That's how much I valued Mark. He was a great talent evaluator.
Yeah, because he came out for you a scholarship.
Exactly. Not even close. Hey, Mark, over here. Who are you? Get out of here. Why do you keep coming back? No, but he's been there, 20 consecutive NCAA appearances?
Yeah. And I don't care if you're beating up on Santa Clara every year.
The Broncos. They don't even circle the Broncos on the schedule.
Unfortunately, they don't.
All right, who do we have at number two?
Number two, you want to take this one? This is Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, Brandon Waugh or Brandon Roy? Brandon Roy. So Brandon recently made the news. He coached the Porter Twins up at Nathan Hale.
Right. Yeah.
So not only was he a phenomenal player, his career shortened by knee injuries.
UW basketball.
Brought UW basketball back, paired with Nate Robinson, and to prominence somewhat during an era of...
They had a good run.
They did. He actually recruited a lot of kids from Seattle to stay home. He was a Garfield guy. I actually played against Brandon one time in high school.
Nice.
Shout out there.
We'll get Brandon on the show one time.
We should. I mean, I don't know what he's doing now. He's probably coaching. For his next gig. Yeah. No, but he was down in Portland, borderline fringe MVP candidate every year. But again, when
Portland was down, and then when he came back, he put that team on his back.
He was a point forward, kind of
game.
LeBron-esque. Yeah, he got a good step back game, good jab step, Euro step type game, shifty guy. All right, number one. Who's our number one guy?
Larry Fitzgerald. We're going out to the desert.
Yeah.
We got Arizona in the West.
Yeah, what do they say? The Hawks? No, what's the nest out there? The Red Zone, something like that. But yeah, he's spent his whole career down in Arizona.
You know what? Speaking of not flashy like Tim Duncan, he doesn't do anything in the end zone except right. throw the ball right to
yeah,
the ref.
Goes just and shakes his hand. Thank
like
you.
Act like you've been there.
Yeah, he's been there a lot, too.
Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer.
Best
catches
ever
everything.
Everything.
Absolutely everything.
And he's great commercials, too.
Yeah. He does. With his mom, Chunky Soup. Good job, Larry. No, he's you're right. He is he's a Hall of Famer. And you like the idea, kind of like Timmy, he's done it all with one team, consistent, every year over year. He's down, but last year he was phenomenal again.
Yeah, you think he's only got 1 year left, and then he plays
another great year. Yeah.
What about the year that him and Kurt Warner went to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
He played out of his mind that year.
He was crazy.
And they almost came back and won, right?
Yeah, against the Rams.
Steelers.
Was that against the Rams? Steelers?
Steelers.
Yeah, he's been great. But you got to appreciate that. That's the type of guys we're talking about. The underappreciated players who have been with the team, been consistent, and you forget about them because they're not moving around.
We've got a bonus one. Someone that we even forgot about.
Who?
Mariners. I'll warm it
up
for you.
Wait. Okay.
John Olerud.
Oli. He's a Coug, too.
Wow.
We've got two Cougs in this one.
There you go.
Clay and Oli. Oli was like an All-American. He was the only collegiate player to ever bat 400 in a season.
Wow.
I think I'm right on that.
He
was a pitcher, too.
I think he came straight to the big leagues, too.
He did.
Yeah.
And he was a pitcher and had an ERA like under 2 or maybe under 1. The guy was ridiculous. He wore the hard helmet at first base.
He did.
He was a salve. He was a quiet lefty.
I know.
I mean, he was
one of the sweetest swings in baseball.
Yeah. He was we looked it up the other day, and he was on the 116-win Mariner team. I mean, you forget about that.
Right.
It was like Brett Boone, Oli, and Edgar. Or like the
he
3, 4,
like
5.
100 RBIs, hit
yeah,
300.
Just in,
and play gold glove first base.
Yeah, exactly. Forgotten sports guys. But he would be one of those guys that, right, if you come out of Pullman, no one's going up there to scout you. No one talks about you.
Let's get up to Pullman.
We do. More recruits need to come to Pullman.
No, I said WST. Let's go to Pullman.
Oh!
Road trip
game day. WST game day.
WST game day.
Hey, if ESPN game day is not going to Pullman, we'll go to Pullman. We'll fly the flag.
We will fly the flag.
We'll get 10 people to stand behind us. We'll set up a folding table and have to run a power cord from some other building in order to do a podcast. That's a good idea. All right, that wraps up our episode. Why don't you tell the listeners how they can find us? Obviously, they're probably listening to us on iTunes, most likely.
We got Stitcher. We got Google Play.
I mean, you can interact. Send us an email, feedback@wstzone.com.
Go to our website.
SoundCloud's pushing out, so make sure you subscribe on iTunes. You'll get a push notification download, and we'll be pushing out a lot of content.
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff coming up, so stay tuned.
On the St. Louis team, we have who's on first, what's on second. I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out. I want you to tell me the names of the fellas on the St. Louis team.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second. I don't know who's on third.
It's the last segment, and everyone's favorite segment, Bold Predictions.
Bold Predictions, hashtag WST, Bold Predictions, interact with us. I think we had 4 Bold Predictions all together. On Instagram to date. But yeah, collaborate with us, hashtag WST, Bold Predictions. What are we getting into today? What are Bold Predictions?
We're going to pick a couple. I've got one and you've got one. Who's going to lead us off here?
You want me to kick off?
Go right ahead.
All right. Mine's going to be around Klay Thompson.
Ooh.
So hear me out on this.
Okay.
So he recently, as I mentioned already in the episode, he recently came out and said, I it's not a fact that I'm underappreciated. I just score 20 a game. Like you said, he guards the best player and we win every night. He's happy doing that.
Yeah.
I think at some point they can't afford him.
Okay.
And 2, he wants to blossom into his own player, carry a team.
Oh, wow.
So I think he goes east, and he goes northeast, to be exact. He goes.
Does he go to Boston?
No. He goes up to Toronto.
T-Dot.
Yeah. Toronto's got somewhat of the pieces. DeMar.
Can he play with DeMar?
Another Pac-12 guy. Yeah.
Small ball. They can play
off each other. But he goes up, and if LeBron stays in Cleveland, again, I don't know why he would do that. But if he does, Toronto goes and gets Klay so that he can guard him, and he can just fill up the stat sheet, get buckets, get 25, 28 a game, and he becomes East Coast MVP or Eastern Conference MVP at some point.
Wow, bold prediction. I like it.
You like that?
Yeah.
What's yours? Let's hear it. It better be good, too.
Mark Few
okay.
is going to leave Gonzaga.
Ooh.
And he's become coach in the Pac-12.
Zag Nation.
Zag Nation. He's leaving. I'm sorry.
Where's he going?
I think he's going to go to UW.
Really?
Yes.
Bring UW back to prominence?
Bring
UW back. I don't think they've been to the tourney in a while. They've always been a fringe tourney.
But they always get these high draft picks.
Yeah, they got – they'll get like the Fultz, you know, type guy. And they had the Terrence Ross.
The guy from San Antonio, the point guard.
Yeah, he'd stabilize. Sean Murray. He'd stabilize that program. Yeah. So they Hopkins would be gone. The East Coast experiment's done.
It's done. If you can get few, it's done.
Right. Bring him in. Hopkins demoted. You're now bench coach.
You are out.
Sorry, Hopkins. All right. That wraps it up for our bold predictions. That wraps up this episode. Again, reach out to us. Hashtag WST Bold Predictions. We'll come back with a few more episodes. Stay engaged with us. Give us your feedback. Follow us. Subscribe. Get those push notifications. Hopefully you're enjoying the podcast. We'll get back to you here soon. WST Podcast.